It doesn't really, no, because we've changed over the last 30, 40 years, and in fact, we are dealing with men and women, and we have them at all levels, membership and on board level.
What about the young end of it?
Yeah, I'm afraid that's also changing. We do deal with the whole spectrum of ages, from children in childcare right up to senior people who might be involved in fitness clubs.
Yeah. Now, the logo is a triangle. Is that significant?
It is. It represents body, mind and spirit. And we're trying to deal with all aspects of personal life.
Mm. And within the nationwide spread of the YMCA, what are your aims now?
Well, our aims really are to assist people in their mental, physical and spiritual development. And that's done in many different ways. And through many different means.
And what are the outlets you have for young people in the YMCA?
Well, we have some very good facilities nationwide. For example, we have an excellent outdoor pursuit centre in Newcastle, County Down. But we offer sporting facilities, fitness. We offer training and employment schemes. And for those who have children, childcare.
And how do you cope with the spiritual aspect of it?
Well, that can differ. In some of our YMs, they might have a very specific program. It might be a Bible study or a prayer time. In others, it might be just an outpouring of their Christianity through what they're trying to do to help underprivileged people.
Mm-hmm. And is it interdenominational?
It is. It's interdenominational. You might find in some areas of the country that it's predominantly of one particular Protestant denomination, but in other areas of the country it might be predominantly Catholic.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a good membership?
We have. We have different membership categories, and like in many voluntary organisations, it is difficult to get the support of people in their free time. But we do have an excellent membership involved in our fitness and sports clubs.
Mm. And I suppose by going to you as opposed to any other organisation to get involved in sports, they are saying something about who it is they want to be involved with and the kind of pursuits they want to do.
Yeah, I think the triangle is important in that regard. So somebody coming for exercise, the body is important, but also they're looking at other aspects of the work and the improvement of their mind and also their spiritual outlook.
Mm. And can you just tell me some of the areas that you have YMCA groups in around the country?
Well, there's... In Dublin, there are two. City of Dublin YMCA is the second oldest YMCA in the world and operates from Ainger Street and has a sports ground in Claremont Road in Sandymount. There's quite a cluster in the County Cork area, about six YMCAs there. There's one in Donegal and the rest would be north of the border.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know an initiative you took recently was that some of the people, the members, have now been going abroad. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. A range of YMCAs have links overseas. In Ballincollig, I think it is, they have a link with Georgia, which is in the former Soviet Union. In Dublin, we have a link with Rwanda. And in Belfast, there's a link with Sudan.
Yeah. And have people gone out to that on a regular basis?
Yes, for example, in Dublin, about 18 months ago, there was a group of 14 went out, five leaders and nine young people, and we stayed for 2 weeks in Rwanda.
And what effect did it have on the young people?
I think it was a very positive thing because many of those young people wouldn't have had the opportunity to go such distances. But when they came back, it had a continuing help in their lives, and we've seen a number of them progress in their employment and in their educational fields.
Now, what are your hopes and aims for the future of YMCA?
Well, our hope is to continue to see the both body, mind and spirit grow, and nationwide we're hoping to open additional YMCAs. It's been growing over the last 20 years since we became an independent movement. Up until then, it was the four countries in Great Britain and Ireland. But since independence, if you like, we've been seeing that our local YMCAs growing.
And would you maybe be looking for more volunteers and people to join up?
Certainly, volunteers are always extremely useful and helpful. We have found over the last, say, 20 years that professional staff have been growing, volunteer numbers perhaps declining. So volunteers are very important, and we'd like to see that balance maybe reversed to an extent.